It is the 4th of July, and I cannot deny that I am high on life. Ah, it's such a beautiful day. It was quite warm on this day. I believe I'm going to ride my little tricycle over to Rourke and Trandy's house. They live up on the hill, and should be a really cool spot to watch the fireworks. And it's such a beautiful evening. I do believe that sounds like a plan. Just throw a little extra air in the tires so they get less rolling resistance. So looking forward to getting my hub motors on all that. I ended up, was about to order them, and I decided instead to put a little money away, a little more money away in Bitcoin and buy them later, because the price of them have kept going down. Then I found a really cool little set of batteries. Was able to get the 18650 cells. Same ones they use in, like, electric cars, Teslas, older laptops, all that kind of stuff. I got them for around, I think it was about $1.70 a piece. It ended up working out too. But they came in a little pack for a hoverboard. So it's a 36 volt, 4.4 amp hour battery. Which I'm starting to learn what all that stuff means. That used to be just Greek to me, if you know what I mean. Had absolutely no idea what those different, I mean, I had a vague idea what the terms were, but now I've been studying it a little more, and it's quite interesting. Quite interesting how that approach to electricity was established. Because it's just little sparks put together, and you're putting little bits of energy and stacking them. It's kind of like effort or doing anything. If you have a big goal or a big idea, it takes a lot of little steps, a lot of little pieces to get that voltage up high enough to where you have the speed for everything to fall together. It's a beautiful day indeed. Definitely celebrating my motherfucking independence. It's a red, white, and blue day. It's a I love you day. Happy 4th of July. All my friends out there in the sky. Well, I suppose it's time to saddle up and ride the bike. I may make a wave or two along the way if I notice anything interesting. Ciao for now. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna go ahead and throw my phone in my pocket. And I've got the headset on. And we're off. Do you feel like my seat's lower than it normally is? I think my tires are okay. You know what though? I might end up spending the night there at work in Trinity, so I'm gonna take the air compressor with me. So got it loaded up in my little basket on the back of the little tricycle, and I took an old flat inner tube and I wrapped it around my basket, so that should stop the jingle jangle jingling. Oh yeah. It still jingles a little bit. The bottom hanging tray still has... Oh, I was going to take a tool. He's got tools over there if I need anything. Gravity is taking us slightly downhill right now. Picking up some speed. Luckily, the gate at the front of the park... I believe it's a pressure plate. Yeah, I just drove over it. And now the gate's opening. And it looks like there's another pressure plate there. So I guess the weight of the bicycle with me on it is enough to kick that plate. I'm not sure. So nice to get out and take a ride. It's been a while. Yeah, my seat definitely feels lower. Oh well. I'm gonna eventually put a banana seat. Like the old Schwinn bikes. I used to have a little Schwinn that had that banana seat. And it was so cool because you could lean back on it and it was so easy to pop a wheelie. Back when we used to call it popping a wheelie. Now I'm heading down Solano towards Spruce. Again, going slightly downhill. I'm about to turn right and head uphill. I'll cut through this little parking lot past Burger Time. In front of the Doña Ana Health Services Center. Oh, that sun is so warm on my body. Oh, the nice thing is with this little pump on board, there's a whole barrel of recycled oil. Makes me think about getting a... If I was to get a van, I think I would want something that could run on biodiesel. But I don't want to burn fuels, because even at the super cheap prices of fuel right now, at $2 a gallon, which is ridiculous, but they're doing that as a, it's all part of a control thing anyway. But for me, if I spend $2 on the gallon, I think, you know, I could have bought an 18650 cell for that and had 30 cents left over. If every time I put a gallon in to try to go 20 miles in a vehicle, it's burning $2 or 16 miles in the van. I'd rather build a slower electric vehicle that was based on bicycle, so I don't have to travel as fast. And 17 days into my 3-hour tour. Sand everywhere. The tracks are all starting to look familiar. The occasional bite from the cactus reminds me I'm real. Seems like forever I've been pushing this bike uphill through a desert of my mind.
Yes, I need to put... I need to make a solar... Desert Rover with fat tires that can roll over the sand. Must allow my heartbeat. I'm about 100 meters from the street. And it was quite a bit of a little struggle. My phone bounced around in my pocket and stopped recording. Make a push to that level there. It like drops down in little planes. There's little tiny baby cactus that look like grass, but they are bigger cactus, just babies. And it's spiky. You don't want to step on those. Even as a little baby there. Quite spiky. And wearing flippity flops. They go right through them. Ah, another flat plane. Oh man. Is that a way? I see little bars where you can go through. And I think that's the road. Up to Lux. But this ground is deceptive. It looks to be so solid. As soon as you step on the bike and try to pedal, the top crust breaks and it's just sand. So without having some really fat tires, there's no way to go across this. Okay, there's an outlet there, but that's steep. What do we get over here? I'm gonna take a rest right here. Oh man. Yeah, when I get ready to do my little trek, I'm gonna keep some spare tires with it. With air already in them, so if I have a situation, I just swap out a tire and keep going. And then whenever I get to base camp or wherever I'm headed, I can change it at my leisure, deal with it then. But if I get something a little more beefy, like like a little knobby tire that's wide, it's got a lot of tread on it. It would be fun to build one specifically for the desert. Well, that's my segment for now. This spot is so peaceful. I'm looking at all these houses that enjoy the view of this space. And, oh, how beautiful their backyards. How peaceful and quiet. And they're about the same height as the levee. So that means they should be able to see the sunset over it, which is
actually really cool because it almost creates a little false horizon blocking out all the light from the city. Which depends on if you like looking at the lights of the city or you prefer looking at the lights of the sky. So many images of beauty. I could stop and take the time to photograph them all. But sometimes it's nice to just enjoy them yourself. Just to appreciate the view for the now. Not trying to, ooh, we're gonna show this. Just enjoying it. So amazing, the wonderful textures that the desert creates. Everything has this soft, fuzzy feel to it, and yet is very thorny and prickly, but to the eye is so soft and fuzzy. But also, it's a beautiful way that they conserve because of the low moisture content. Right now, it's quite high in humidity. We've got some clouds, because it almost inevitably rains on 4th of July. Usually that's the beginning of our rainy season. We've been having a lot of rains early this year. And looking at the plants and the way they put these little micro leaves out, these little micro solar panels, little biogenerators, so efficient and random and yet the same. This one beautiful little network that finds a way to grow in this very hostile environment. But everywhere I look, it's green in between the desert brown. Oh, and when it rains and you ride out everything, you almost feel like you're underwater because the ocotillos stand like coral reaching to the sky as if they're underwater, as if they still remember being an ocean here once. This was an ocean bed. I found seashells much, much higher. We're at 4,000 feet here. I'm not sure how far that is in meters. It's amazing what difference 2.5-3 miles away from where you were can change a space, an environment. State of being. I hope you find some independence on this day. Find a way to find yourself. I love you guys. Have a happy 4th of July. Well, the fireworks show was quite a nice little experience. We set up the ladder and climbed up on the roof and saw a beautiful fireworks show, but you couldn't hear it. It was a little too far away. Now I'm sitting in the backyard, just enjoying the beautiful evening. Trent just took Cassiopeia inside to use the restroom. And I thought I'd take this moment to just muse on this beautiful, beautiful evening. It was quite a ride up. It was so funny. Once I finally climbed through the whole desert, through that little gulch, I get up to the top, and to my left is the trail. So if I had driven another probably 50 meters, not even that, I would have found the path that went right up to the top. So now I know. But the nice thing about that is that path will save me a lot of distance on my ride, and now I know I can ride it the whole way. And the little side gate is just has a faux lock on it, so you just open it up and swing it open. So I'll probably end up spending the night here. We're just gonna hang out, and I'm having a Corona with some lime. Had a hamburger earlier, or half a hamburger. They barbecued out some hamburgers, so just enjoying my 4th of July in the New Mexico desert, and I can hear little fireworks going off in the background that people have purchased, and it's starting to cool down because typically on the 4th of July it rains every 4th of July night. Usually it rains out the fireworks, but this time it was nice and dry. And I'm sure over by Boots and Pants over at Blazing Heroes, the fireworks were right up in just like 2 blocks away, so it would have been just amazing over there. I didn't even think about it. I could have gone over there, but I feel like come over and hang out with Rourke and Trandy and checking out little Cassie. She's always growing so much every time I see her. I walked in the door and she's like, she goes, "Hi, Vincent." And she was so happy to see me. So that's my update for now. I think I hear them coming. Still have 2.5 minutes, so we'll see if we can catch them on audio as well. The good thing is, it will be much easier to ride home tomorrow. It's all downhill. Mostly. There's a little tiny piece that I gotta ride uphill, but not like compared to riding here. I can actually go straight down, what is that road? I can't remember the name of it, but the main road that runs through Las Cruces, I don't really pay attention to names that much. And then that's a nice long downhill all the way there. I'm gonna pause this in case they come back. Oh yeah, you can hear some fireworks now. Yeah, it was getting so windy up top that we decided to come down. It was getting pretty windy. Started blowing the empty beer bottle over, so it was time to come down. Oh, it's so beautiful. The sky right now is so clear. I thought I was going to blow some clouds in, but it just... Oh, it's so beautiful. It's pretty quiet out here, too, because the... The levee blocks the sound from the highway pretty well. But you could definitely hear cars more when you're on the roof than down here in the backyard. What a beautiful, beautiful evening. All right, well, ciao for now. And Sylvia, I love you. Well, I suppose we should try this again. I recorded a pretty good wave, and it did not make it.
I made General Tso's chicken last night. Have you ever had General Tso's chicken?
Yeah.
I make a pretty spectacular one.
Nice.
I do not know if there will be any leftover for you to sample.
It's all good.
She may be consuming it all. But that and the kebabs that I make are apparently...
That's like my barbecue chicken.
Household favorites.
My barbecue chicken, everybody just freaking...
You never made me your barbecue chicken.
Really?
Have you? Maybe you have.
You've had it over there at my house.
Or maybe
everybody's like, no. You know, you absolutely knew it was mine because everybody has always come... Because it's so ridiculously tender and juicy when I barbecue it. And it's funny, it was your cousin Oren that forced me to learn how to do it. Because we were out there in Vegas and she was afraid to barbecue chicken because she'd never done it. And she was afraid to do it wrong. And I was like, I'll look up on the interwebs. I've got it in...
To the internet.
I know how to look it up.
Yeah.
And I took what this one person had said about how long to cook it. But then I decided to put it in teriyaki and some barbecue sauce. And my secret ingredient to it is not an ingredient. It's the way I tenderize it. I use a fork and I fork the fuck out of it. I poke it full of holes to where the marinade comes in it, but also it fully tenderizes that meat so that when it cooks, it has all that lattice of all those holes inside of it to hold those juices.
I've done that with steak before. I've not tried it with chicken.
And it makes it ridiculous. Everybody, when I cook that, is like, oh my God, this is the best barbecue chicken. Well, get some chicken and you got some charcoal.
I'll get you to come over. No, I don't have a grill yet at this place, but I'll have to get one.
We got a grill right there.
Oh, that's true. Although we're moving that. That's my fire pit. Yeah,
right? I would move it over here.
That's the previous tenants put that circle there. The pool goes there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the fire pit goes somewhere else. I've almost got all the weeds. These weeds are now dead. I just got to rip them out and pull them over right
there. Dude, I think it would be cool to put to build a little geodesic dome to go over the top of that pool.
Well, that would be awesome. However, I don't have unlimited time. But if I have
that doesn't take any time.
I have more, like, just work.
Right.
Than I have time to do. Much less.
You need to automate more shit, man.
I'm working on it. Well, one thing is, I have not had time to work on my database that runs everything for a long time, and it's so cumbersome because we've changed so much. And one thing I did back then was we were into heavy apps fucking 10 years ago where it tried to do too much. But the problem is property management, nothing ever goes normal. It's a business of wheeling and dealing. It's like what I needed was what we've got now, a light, elegant, flexible app. So that's what I'm rewriting it to.
Speaking of light, flexible apps, there's been more interest and talk about how we could build a version 1 of Anchor, because people miss that conversational platform.
I was thinking about that. The one thing I wanted to add is that BitTorrent is all about, has a lot of security and anonymity in it.
Uh-huh.
You don't need any of that for this.
Right.
You could literally make it go way faster and way simpler, because we're not trying to pirate movies on this. It's content that's allowed to be accessed.
Right,
and you
right.
don't care if someone can read it in plain text. You're trying. It's like hacking radio. No,
right,
they're
right.
broadcasting it.
Yeah, yeah.
You can cut out so much complexity. That would be a light fucking app. It's more like that, like the way it spreads data across a RAID array, you're spreading data across
the whole array of all the nodes.
You know what I mean? And you can even make it so that the person who did it owns the weight, like 30% of the bandwidth for their shit comes from them, and then just spread the rest. You know what I mean? And it would work
because your waves would be there, but then anyone that listened to them could also be propagating, because when they download it to theirs to listen to it,
and then
it's caching it, and then
if it gets popular, the more nodes there are.
Right, right, right.
You can have it load balance based on popularity.
That would be sweet.
The truth is, I'm good at protocols and shit like that. That stupid non-visual part of computers, I visualize it.
Right.
Everything interacting with a human. That's where I work the best.
Well, and I don't think it would be that, because really what we're trying to do is create a time-shifted conversation platform.
It's Anchor writing across a non-secure BitTorrent.
Right. So, forget about the Anchor part of it. What we're looking at is, it's going
to
be, because
they've
made it into a podcasting platform and a radio platform, which is cool, but it's not what...
Archival.
Yeah, we want a conversation archival, non-linear, be able to go back to it and add to
linkable.
It later.
Yeah, linkable, additive,
and
growing...
One of the things I was thinking about it was... You could also crawl it and have things like related terms off of what people said. We could use some sort of open AI to be able to walk through the different waveforms and be able to... Like, if you're talking about VR, I shouldn't have to go search out conversations that have to do with VR. If somebody else on the platform is talking about VR... It should suggest up to me.
No, sure.
That.
I help her find the source. Yeah, I could like pop them up or whatever.
So that's cool. Rourke's been thinking about how we could make a time-shifted conversation platform built around the BitTorrent protocols, or the BitTorrent, which is like the sharing protocol, because that would help solve the storage problem. Now, could you also, as a node, like, let's say I've got a bunch of extra storage on my main PC.
So, like we talked about, you could be a prime member and offer.
I could be like a prime node to
get
where
some benefit for it.
Right.
Like, nothing that costs any money because we can afford that.
Right.
And in anchor or whatever we want to call this, in, you know, we'd have to
in-app perk. It would be an in-app perk. Yeah, it would be some little voice tweak or some kind of thing that you could do.
Cryptocurrency in there as well, we can, but it's totally not necessary for this.
Well, see, that's where,
and then figure out
if we can do it to where it's distributed, to where the cost of running the app is by the users.
And so it's, you would say that the cost of hosting your stuff is a third you and two thirds your listeners.
Okay.
That's kind of the way you would think about it. And that's not too big of a bite on you that you're gonna, it's gonna impact your personal.
Well, it already was saving to our phones. And you could also have it at a certain point to where, like, because these mobile devices don't have unlimited storage, you could have a certain portion of it also
be
hosted.
Yeah,
you could stream it to the device, but if you're creating, you could have a choice of storing it locally, or if you have another device where you could offer up your hosting.
I would say that, again, for simplicity, just to get this off the ground, I would say if you want to create content, you can do it on your phone, whatever, but you have to have a PC, an always-on PC connected to some kind of broadband internet that's going to be the initial seed.
Well, I think initially our seed is, it's peer-to-peer. So whoever you talk to, and then just have it, okay, if this is only your amount of storage, we can archive however big of a space you have on that.
You really want to make it, okay, you could make it so that you don't need a PC, and you could make it so...
But what I'm saying is, if the PC, if we can add the PC side of things, then that can take the load off of the mobile users for people that have the hardware that want to add a node to it to support the open conversation platform.
Be able to download your content to your PC for main sharing.
Or could it be a cloud storage?
You could work the cloud in, but there's money, always money involved with.
But I mean, that's the individual's decision. Like, let's say I allocate how many ever gigabytes of space to be my platform for this open conversation.
Okay,
I will share with my personal content, and then also the content that I download and listen to, I'm then saying I will rehost that for other people.
You could be a cloud seed if you want. You could be a mobile seed, a PC seed, which would be bigger. We could arrange it so that you could buy small sections of like Amazon Web Services.
Well, what I was thinking about is how we could take something like.
Really want to use it.
Well, what I was thinking about was the way that they do that mining for that cryptocurrency that is storage-based, right? Since our issue is, how do we get free storage?
Well, the
so you build
a cloud network, if you will, between all your nodes, listeners and creators.
Right. But if you had a network and you said, okay, I've got 10 terabytes of storage that I will dedicate towards this, if each person's storage, like if I have 10 gigabytes on my phone, right, I'm now got 10 gigabytes that I'm putting towards that.
Yes, well, you get that with the torrent. Like, with the torrent network without security, what you get is everyone allocates a certain amount of space on their client, creators and listeners. That's your, like, aggregate storage.
Right.
And you're not going to use all of it. You're going to kind of localize it a little bit for duplication.
Right.
And then you're going to host it and stream it.
Right.
And then individual nodes, even new ones, will cache it. So popular stuff will get
as it gets sent around. Yeah, it gets.
But at a base, you're going to be spreading the data across
the whole network
of all of your nodes.
Right.
Pledged
so
space.
So if that pledged space then in turn is tied in with a cryptocurrency type
you
of a platform, to where we make it a attention token or whatever we want to call it, to where when you have a content piece that you like, you could give some of those tokens, right, to this other person.
Yeah.
As a token of appreciation.
We could create a storage space cryptocurrency and let people because use it as a cryptocurrency.
If you want the ladder, we could put it up.
Oh, we took the ladder down. Sorry. Do you really want to go up?
Sure.
There's no chairs up there, but you don't care?
I don't care.
All right. Hang on.
It's super cool up there, Brad. You'll love it.
I want to go up there, too.
No, not you.
You already been up there, superstar. Hey, Cassie, come here. Say hi to Anchor.
I'm the Anchor.
Say hi, Anchor.
Hi, Anchor.
What's your name?
Casey Payne.
How do you spell that?
Three.
Three? Is that how old you are?
Yeah.
How long you been three? You're holding up three fingers? Three.
Oh, there's police.
Three is the number of three.
Yeah, so there's police officers.
Popo. Rourke, you want it further out, remember?
You're right. I just didn't realize that. Just as I did that.
Is it going to, like, break if you take it
off? Oh, no.
Absolutely. You're just going
to fall to your death. And that's the question.
Okay, most of the beginning is the same if I fall out,
but... Yeah. No, because it has that ledge to grab onto, it's real nice.
Yeah,
so you climb
you
up,
go up like this,
and you monkey that ledge right there.
Okay.
And there's a flashlight, hold on. So you can have light while you do it.
Okay.
And I'll hold the ladder.
Okay.
And I'll hold it this way, so all I can do is slide into that nook. It's not gonna fall.
Okay.
That's not an option. And then yell when you want down, and we'll hold the ladder again. If you want the flashlight, you can have it. If you don't need it, don't worry about it then.
I got a flashlight on my
hand. Okay. No, no, Cassie girl, we gotta stay on here.
No.
You're too young to be up there by yourself. But soon. Soon you'll be big enough.
I can go up there?
Yeah. When you're big enough, you can go up there by yourself.
How am I gonna pee right?
Oh, we're talking to Sylvia. Yeah. Do you see it recording?
Yeah.
Say hi. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia.
Tell her your name.
Cassie Pay.
How old are you? Well, you right, three fingers, yes. You
three.
Can say it. And what do you like? Do you like ponies?
Yeah.
Do you like pet shops?
Yeah.
The My Little Pet Shops?
Yeah.
What else do you like?
Bunnies.
Bunnies?
Yeah.
Do you like fruit?
Yeah.
And good. Cassie talked to Sylvia directly there. We were answering questions like what she likes and
cool.
But that's
yeah, with Anchor, one thing they've added that's kinda cool is you can create a episode and then push it to a directly to a podcast and publish it on iTunes and the Play Radio and all the other podcasting platforms. So if you wanted to make a podcast, it actually makes it real easy. But the problem is we lost that ability to have a conversation.
You know, like, what we're talking about is a permanent conversation archiver.
Yeah.
That's a different kind of thing. It's like a public open forum. I don't know what.
Well, I like the open conversation platform.
That's kind of what it is. A persistent
OCP.
It's like it doesn't go
away.
Hey,
Cassie, easy turbo.
Right. Like a persistent
your wagon dancing
conversation on whatever.
Yeah.
And it just grows. I mean, if we've got enough storage space to hold the entire internet from the past, I mean, audio is
a sliver.
No big deal.
Hi, Luna. Hi, baby dog. You're such a pretty doggy. Luna. Do you know what kind of doggy Luna is?
Yeah.
What kind? She's a Siberian Husky.
Yeah.
Do you know where Siberia is? That's a long ways from here, buddy. It's cold there.
She's actually 10.
Oh, really? That's really old for a dog. That's like 70 years old. Oh, Luna. Luna's an old puppy, Dan.
She's
very, very mild-mannered.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like the constant conversation platform like that. Because then you have something to where... That was what was so cool about the one was that you could go back. Like if you just heard somebody for the first time, right? Then you could go, oh, let's see what else they put up. And you could listen to their conversation and their points of view and their, you know, you and the point back, that like, people could reply just on their own
like you
was
could
that.
Have the leading, I'm sorry.
Papa,
no, go ahead,
Papa.
Go ahead.
You could have like a leading Papa. Edge of, hold on, Cassie, let me see this.
I want to sleep.
All right, no, no, it's too late for that. But you could have a leading edge of a conversation, but then new listeners could like join it, but go back. And in a pretty quick amount of time, catch up.
Right.
And then start posting something relevant. So it's like a Reddit board or a you know, like a forum.
But fully in audio.
Audio, and it's a more natural, like, it works. Text is good for some things. Audio is good for some things. There's always going to be some things
well,
that
and,
work better in a community
and
conversation.
And what would be nice is
so
there's,
quick.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. you can instantly put a response.
Accurate.
And the thing that was so neat was... I had these amazing conversations where I would create a wave or two, and then I'd listen to the reply, and then it was just, it felt like you were talking back and forth, and then when you listen to it, it had that same flow to it, because it had that conversational type of
like,
feel.
What if you could have captured a Yale University lecture on a really advanced topic?
Right.
That's what it is. It's a forum of a couple of professors and some students
yeah.
talking it through. And hashing it out. You know, what if that didn't go away after that?
Yeah,
what
exactly.
What if
you
could build, like, the next one was building on top of it? And we do this with a lot of books and a lot of periodicals,
but there's so much of that conversation that's just
yeah,
gone
so
to the
of
vapor.
Yeah, so much of it's going to
space. Yeah.
We don't have to redo it every time. That's what
hey.
Like, books did. It stopped you from having to retell everything every time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the basis of standing on the knowledge of others and moving forward.
Well, and that's if, you know, if you make it an open platform to where it can be added to and modified, then it can also evolve over time.
I'm only going here with the dog.
She's going to be put to bed pretty soon. She's starting to get a little crazy. Cassie, stay off there.
How are you gonna go up there? Like how? Like, how'd you do that? Any sounds? You're just gonna walk up the ladder and climb like a Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah? Luna. Luna, pickle on the roof. Bless you.
Wow. Oh, bless you. Excuse me.
Cassie, let's go in for a little bit.
Bye, Cassie. three-year-old little monkey. Pickles, a.k.a. Delilah, is on the roof. So I'm sitting out here in case she decides she wants, or he decides he wants to come down. Yes.
Okay.
I'm chilling out here in case you decide you want to fly to the ground. How's the view? Speechless. Must be a great view. Still hear all the fireworks. Makes you wonder how much money is made every year on people blowing up fireworks. So nice and peaceful out here.
Can I like get down, but then like get back up? Because I can get passes.
Yeah.
I'll hold the ladder and help you. Just grab a hold of that and step on the rung, step over. Just hold on to the building and you'll be good. So you get on the ladder and then you're good. Yeah, once you do that like 100 times in a row, you get to where you just fly up it like Spider-Man. But the first time it's all shaky legs and oh my gosh, the thing that will hold me.
Well, I'm gonna come back in like 3 seconds.
3, 2, 1.
Ladder service. Hello, this is the Aloistic Ladder Service. May I help you to the next level? Thank you for calling. You're on the Aloistic Artist Show.
Oh, yeah, man. I just want to say I really like your show. Yeah, that music you play and all the stuff you talk about, that stuff's really cool, man. I just want to call and say keep up the good work. Alright, bye.
Okay,
back up.
You don't even really need this thing. You see how flat the legs are? They got little rubber pieces to hold it, but it's totally stable.
What you think, Luna, huh? What you think, Luna? Oh, such a chill evening. Nice to have a little change of atmosphere. Luna's laying in the dirt. He's chilling. On Luna. Yeah, you're such a pretty dog. Most beautiful Siberian Husky you've ever seen, with just beautiful, pure white eyes. The breeze feels so nice. It's just so comfortable outside right now. So, I think Work and I are going to start coding on that concept. I need to come up with a cool name for it. Creative Commons Conversation Platform. Your open source talkie-walkie-walkie-talkie to the world. Presented by Aloistic Artists, Unity Eagle, and Rourke, RKZ. Oh, that'd be so cool. I miss the conversation platform where people can just reply and it makes... Yeah, I'm still at routers. Autospell. Rourke's. It's R-O-R-O-K. Yeah, R-O-K. Sylvie asks, are you still at Rourke's? Yes, I am. Yes, indeedy, my sweetie. I believe I may just stay here the night because I've had a couple of beers and I don't feel like riding down the hill on my bicycle with a beer buzz. So they've offered me their couch and I believe I will take them up on that offer. I'm in my summertime schedule where I end up staying up all night long, and Rourke and Trendy are night owls, so they stay up all night long typically too as well. Indeed. In conclusion, yeah, I got a little beer buzz going on. I think they have another beer in there with my name on it. Let me go look.
You want to go inside, Luna?
Hey, Pickles, I'm going inside for a second. I'll be right back.
Okay. Somebody built a ramp at your back door and almost fell down it.
Wait, what?
I said somebody built a ramp at your back door.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I think I might take that other half of that hamburger. Or if you get any of that chicken stuff you were talking about left? Yeah, I'll try some of that. Sopranos.
I think all the rice is gone, but I can make more. Or if you don't need it.
I'm gonna go out there so in case Pickles needs assistance. Take some coffee. Alrighty.
The guy was gonna stab him. He's not a bad person. He's very religious.
You want back outside, Lena? Okay, I'm back. Switching my stimulants from beer, I'm having a coffee. They are watching Sopranos. Quite loudly, my bad. Trent likes her TV loud. Oh, last cigarette in my pack. I need to quit this shit anyway. But right now, I enjoy it, so that's why I smoke. If I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't do it. Soon my enjoyment with it will be complete and I will move on.
I have many times in the past. It's easy for me to walk away from. Luna's just keeps looking at the roof, trying to figure out how to get up there to see Pickles. I wonder why she chose the name Pickles. That's a funny name. But they've been referring to her as he, so to each their own. Very top boyish. She's got yellow hair now, like a yellow breed. It's really cool. Actually, it kind of looks like a pickle, but I don't know if it's because of the hair or the hair's because of the name. It's beautiful either way. I appreciate the differences in people. Sounds like a fire truck. Just hear the rumble of the diesel engine.
Oh, man. So peaceful.
That's why I need to get coffee. I was going to fall asleep.
I need a bet with someone that I could stay up till 6 o'clock a.m. So apparently I have to stay till 6 o'clock.
Do you normally fall asleep earlier? Yeah, I've been on that time zone too. Oh, poor Luna, bitch, is a pickle on the roof. She's like, I can't climb the stairs, please. I've seen a dog walks a ladder before, but it's... Oh man, that's a bummer. Blaze just called me. Said, his internet's been shut off, and he was asking me if I had any money in PayPal, which I don't right now, because I already spent it all. That's a bummer, man. I'd totally help him out. And the thing that sucks is his mom has the money, but she don't have a card, and he was going to give me the money, but just put it on the card. But I just don't have it in there right now.
Oh, well, you're going to have to go do something else.
Okay, no more cross out for him till he get that paid. Oh, I'm looking forward to this General Shao chicken that Rourke was touting about as one of his better dishes. Well, I think I shall pause my anchoring for a moment and check on that food and enjoy my evening with my friends here. I may record some more. Just depends on what goes on. Ciao for now. Aloistic artist, over and out.
Psst, sleepyhead. I love you.
Here it is, another day. I'm back at home. Ah, oh, such another beautiful day. Very, very, very warm. Step outside and see how it feels on the porch. quite toasty. Might have to go for a splash in the pool later. Such a wonderful day. Such a wonderful day indeed. Had a nice little ride home this morning. And the path coming out was much nicer. There was only a 1 meter section I had to go over that wasn't paved. So now that is my new favorite path to get there. So once I electrify the bicycler, the little tricycle, man, I've had some really neat ideas for that lately. As I was riding it, one, I realized I sit way up too high. I want to put a seat down low where the basket is, and if I do that, then my legs will be more in front of me. I'll have to do something different with the bars, because maybe I could move the handlebars back to the seat post. Ah, that would be cool. I could move it back to the seat post and then run a little lever system. But that would shift all my weight towards the back of the bike. Where I could actually put, I've got some little mountain bike style shocks that I picked up a couple years ago from my little project, and they're super cheap and they're effective. If you put two of them under your seat, it takes out all the hard bumps, and it also would make it easier on the axle since I would be sitting more directly over it. But then on the front of my bike, if I put a hub wheel, hub motor on the front, then that means it's going to want to try to spin out. So that spot up front on the center would be a nice place to put my batteries, because it's got a nice little flat bar there. So I could build a full little battery pack. And also in the triangle behind the seat, so that whole area I could fill up with batteries. Man, I could put a big battery pack in that thing. And this thing has a nice stout axle on it, so it should be pretty good. But I would like to have the battery pack suspended also, so that they aren't transferring their mass directly to the bike. So I want to have them on a shock absorbing or air ride type of a thing, so when the bike hits a bump, it comes up, but everything else, my butt and the batteries, are suspended, so there's a cushion between that mass. And then that way, if you can take the impact and flatten the curve so you're slowing it over time, then you cause less damage on your parts. That's why we have suspension on cars and we don't drive around in hard-mounted buggies anymore. Somebody said, my butt hurts. Let's fix this shit. And engineering began. It was just like that. You heard it here first on Aloistic FM. As I'm sitting here looking out into the yard, I noticed that my little one-day build of a floating bed lasted over 5 weeks, but the inner tubes I used gave way at their welding point. It appears that inner tubes are made from a flat sheet, or actually it looks like a tube of rubber, but then they slice it off, roll it around, and melt it back together. Well, that was the weakest link, and that's where it broke. So it was a fun little experiment. Got to learn a few things about inner tubes and about floating beds. Now I have kind of a leaning bed, because the other side hasn't broken yet. And then I got a little wood swing on the other side. But it was a fun little experiment for sure. I slept out there about a week in the trees. Well, 4 feet off the ground, 3 feet off the ground when you sit in it. Actually, 1 foot off the ground when somebody else sits in it with you, and then no feet off the ground when it breaks. So, but it was a nice cushioned fall because it has a hospital mattress. My friend Fred gave me a adjustable bed, and it had one of those hospital mattresses, and I've just been toting that thing around and throwing it in the yard like a sleeping mattress, and because it's waterproof, and thing's pretty durable. I've left it outside for 5 years now, and even in the desert it's survived. I was kind of doing a test on it to see how it would survive. It's a little too thick for what my application's going to be, so I may slice and dice it. I may build myself a electric slicer for foam, because I've got a really cool idea on how to build a my little teardrop. Instead of a teardrop, it's going to be, I don't know what to call it. I've never seen a trailer like it, so it could almost be a boat the way I'm going to build it. Yeah, I could build it as a boat, but then I would have to enter from the top, because you don't really want entrances under the water, unless those entrances were watertight, but that's a lot of extra work I don't want to do for a little trailer for a bicycle. Not yet, anyway. But there's a lake just 60 miles from here. So at the regulated 20 miles per hour, I could make it there in 3 hours with an electric drive. Considering most of it's out in the middle of nowhere with nothing around it, I could probably run more at the speed of the engine or the motor, which means that if I was brave enough, I could drive my little bike at 40 miles an hour. But I'm not in a hurry, so. So what I was thinking about that would be cool is set it up with the solar panels the way my little trailer's gonna be. It's basically a platform for solar panels with a little trailer slung underneath it that's a rounded shape that fits behind the bicycle and up underneath. And yeah, it's gonna be neat. I need to design it up on the computer and check it out in VR, because it's really starting to take form in my head. I was talking to Rourke last night about the concept, and just after going over to his place and crawling across part of the desert there, I was like, you know what, if we'd built this like a little electric rover, you know, for Mars exploration or whatever, and just put some fat tires on it, made a little desert crawler, that could be super fun. There's so many trails around here I could go on. You know, I've been playing that game Elite Dangerous in virtual reality for quite a while now, and I've got a little, they call it a SRV, Surface Reconnaissance Vehicle. And it's got this little bubble cockpit area that's this little round space that you sit in, and it has these little wheels out front that I guess each little set has two wheels on it. So you got two wheels on the left and two wheels on the right. And then it's got three sets of those, but they fold all up. The whole thing folds up into a little square. So it can spit. So it can spit into your spaceship. But two, I spit in your spaceship, sir. And the bird flies away. No. I was just thinking about how cool it would be instead of sitting up on a bicycle. Right? Because I was thinking about if I have a little solar land yacht and I make it off-road capable so it can go down dirt roads just as comfortable as going down a paved road. And I'm getting all my power from the sun, so I have an unlimited range. And I've got all my camping gear and my VR gear and my working gear with me. I literally could build myself a little pathfinder to just crawl up the paths and go different places. If I can make it off-road capable to where it can crawl on all those different spaces, then really the world's my backyard, because there's so many places that I would be able to go with something like that that you wouldn't be able to normally go with a bicycle or an electric vehicle. And man, that could be really, really fun. So what I was thinking about was, wouldn't it be more comfortable to be sitting in a hammock swing chair with my feet up, cruising along, and have the bottom of my little rig be a trampoline canvas so it's nice and lightweight, and then have these archways that have the wheels, so it's got four little arches. And I can build that all with my cool plywood cutting machine to where it all fits together and it's really strong. And because I can build the lightweight structure and then glass fiber over the top of it, and the thing would be super light and super strong. And just make a little cool rover that... I already figured out that if I put the solar panels down the top and mount the trailer so that it's set up like a fifth wheel, so it'd be on top of the little cycle up front, then the solar panels can actually extend out forward, providing constant shade for your riding experience, so that you're sitting in a shade of solar panels. So instead of the sun baking you, it's powering you. And so I would be riding around always in my own little shade. And then when I would stop, the little sides of the trailer could also have solar panels on it, and they could tilt up, and that could be my little awnings for my trailer. But when it's in the down configuration, it's just all solar panels. And then that way I can move my bed up over the bicycle area. And since that's a little four square little tripod or something, maybe a three-wheeler configuration, then that's a stable platform for my bed up there. And I can just tilt the the thing up the other direction so that my bed looks out, and the head of my bed, the other side, I can climb up to from inside the little trailer space. Oh, it's coming together. Okay. Oh, I guess Anchor wanted to start recording, so I'm just getting some pens to draw with. I was thinking about this idea. that little dude on paper.
And so, my favorite sketching medium is the inside of consumer products boxes. So you take your Nilla wafers, your wheat thins, your cereal boxes, whatever. Instead of throwing them in the trash, open them up. The inside is a perfect sketching pad, free of charge. Actually, you already paid for it. So a second use of it is you can draw. And the neat thing is, if you're just a little bit creative in it, you can fold it inside out and turn it into a triangle and make a nice little easel out of it. So you have a free art supply chain just by throwing one less thing away. Alright, so I was thinking about a sine wave, how a sine wave moves. It's an S-curve, it's an up and down, right? And so I thought, wow, that's a perfect shape for this trailer concept. Boop-a-doo. And then that would actually go like that. Vincent. So I put a wheel there, I put a wheel there, put a wheel there. Actually, we could put two wheels on here because we're going to put, it's going to be like a little train car. And then that would have, so that would be like that. And then we would have, a little swing inside. And then we'd have the trampoline down here. So if you want to lay down and drive, I suppose you could do that too. But yeah, if we make a triangle, then from the top we would have our solar panel array. And see this right here. Could open up. So if we had dig. Here would be our couch. So it'd be like that. Literally just that would be your back of your couch. And then up here would be my mattress. And then I think that would be the coolest if we could do it this way. See, if we do it the other way, then we have... Oh, because this could go back to here. I see. Yeah, we need it that way. There we go. Look at that.